The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Welcome to the Jenna Ellis Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There has never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
As a constitutional law attorney, former senior legal advisor and personal counsel to President Donald J. Trump, Jenna Ellis believes in the rule of law and the importance of integrity in our elections. And she's ready to tackle the big cultural and legal issues facing America. This is the Jenna Ellis Show. Here is your host, Jenna Ellis.
All right, well, 2022 is going to be a critical year for America. AMAC, the Association of Mature American Citizens, along with their nearly 2 million members, the fight to stop out-of-control spending in the president's Build Back Better scheme is far from over, and Congress is plotting more legislation that could hurt our seniors. The midterm elections will be a battle for freedom versus socialism. Unlike liberal groups, AMAC is America's conservative, action-oriented 50-plus organization fighting hard every day here in Washington and across the nation for our seniors. So I'm urging you to choose AMAC now. You will receive all of the great membership benefits, including AMAC discounts on hotels, travels, and restaurants, and your membership will support your conservative values. So go to amac.us/Ellis. That's amac.us/ELLIS. To become an AMAC member now. Happy Monday, friends, and welcome to another episode of The Jenna Ellis Show. I'm Jenna Ellis, and we have so much to get to today. And Rebecca Dow, who is a candidate running for New Mexico governor, is going to join me in a few minutes to give her take on the state of affairs in New Mexico, but also across the country, especially with the baby formula crisis, which gets into something I want to talk about first, which is the Biden administration's absolute and pervasive discounting of American interests throughout his administration. And so what we have seen over the last year and a half with the Biden administration is not just far leftist policies. It's not just Democrat good faith arguments that may disagree with some of the Republicans and having that back and forth. No, the Biden administration has actually been anti-American. And I believe that Joe Biden absolutely can and should be impeached in November when the Republicans take back control of the U.S. House of Representatives and hopefully the Senate as well, based on his policy and his actions in the border and also on the economy and even on the COVID crisis. The actions that Joe Biden has taken that have been fundamentally not only unconstitutional intentionally, and he admitted that during the COVID vaccine mandates, but also with the border and with so many other things that he has intentionally disregarded his oath of office, which does amount to the House of Representatives being able to impeach him constitutionally under Article 1 of the U.S. Constitution. Now, of course, we've seen that impeachment has been used politically for President Trump over the last two impeachments, which were absolutely ridiculous, and that was a political maneuver by the House. As an attorney and as a constitutionalist, I am never for using impeachment for a political mechanism or for advancing political means. The point of impeachment is to be able to remove the chief executive when he is disregarding or violating his oath of office, or as the text of Article 1 says, treason, bribery, or other high crimes and misdemeanors. And when you have a president who is specifically working to advance globalism, and he's specifically working to undermine the safety and protections of Americans and undermine our rights as American citizens, and he is disregarding his oath of office, that amounts to an impeachable offense. And some of the other commentators who have been willing to go this far and actually articulate a constitutional basis for impeachment, have over the weekend been people like Alex Jones and Steve Bannon, who the legacy media and the leftists and even the establishment Republicans like to generally categorize as these, you know, far right wing sorts of personalities. And they're just there for the rhetoric and they're the conspiracy theorists, but they are absolutely right on this. And you need to be paying attention to commentators like that, because just because the legacy media and the Republicans and all of them paint them as far right doesn't mean that their commentary isn't valuable and that they aren't right on some things. And this is one thing I absolutely agree with both of them, that Joe Biden should be impeached. And it's the responsibility and duty of the Republican majority, if and when we take back over the House after the midterms, the responsibility and duty to exercise the impeachment clause, because it is purposefully designed for this and this type of situation. And it is an obligation and a duty. I've heard all the arguments, well, look at Kamala Harris. She's fully ill-equipped. She'd be a terrible president. She'd be worse than Biden. Granted, she was not elected to the office of the president of the United States. But as the vice president and as someone who's next in line to serve as the president, we can't make that type of political calculation and ignore what the Constitution requires. When you have a chief executive like Joe Biden that is actively working to undermine America's best interests and the interests of American citizens, not just from a policy perspective, but actually flagrantly violating the U.S. Constitution and his oath of office, there is a duty and an obligation incumbent on the U.S. House of Representatives to make sure that they exercise the power of impeachment to remove the chief executive so that he cannot do more damage to the United States of America and turn us into a globalized nation and undermine our sovereignty over the next 2.5 years. Because that's what we're facing here. We are facing not having a country, not having American sovereignty, not having the ability to have funding from Congress appropriated correctly. When we're looking at sending $40 billion in aid to Ukraine, when American citizens are suffering under the result of inflation, they're suffering, they can't find baby formula. Most Americans now, meat is unaffordable. The gas prices are so high. You still have people who are out of work or who have had to change career paths because of that unconstitutional mandate that the Biden administration tried to push through OSHA. The only reason that COVID as a pretext did not completely dismantle the safety and security of the American people in choosing our own bodily integrity decisions and our healthcare decisions for ourselves is because we had a Supreme Court that was willing to stand up and employ the principles and the limits of government power at the Supreme Court. And we have President Trump to thank for that. And the voters in 2016 who recognized that a conservative president, one who actually puts America first, is who we need to have as the chief executive. This isn't just an issue of elections have consequences. This isn't just an issue that when we have a president that maybe is of a different party that we disagree with, that he's going to do some things that we don't like. This is about all Americans understanding that regardless of the party identification of a chief executive or even members of Congress, it doesn't matter what party they identify with or that they have run under. What matters is that they fulfill their oath of office and that they will make sure that they are within the margins of the Constitution and their limited power. The Constitution is our supreme law of the land. We are a nation of rules, not a nation of rulers. And Joe Biden has gone so far beyond the Article II executive authority in so many different areas, but particularly the COVID pandemic, vaccine mandates, the border, what he's doing with inflation and trying to turn America into a globalist society, that he has committed impeachable offenses. And the Republicans need to stand up, get a spine, and when they take over in 2022, in November, have the courage to impeach him, not as political retribution for what happened to Trump. And they need to be very clear about that. This is not a tit for tat. When people were calling initially for Joe Biden's impeachment on the day that he was inaugurated, I did not stand with that. I said, no, that's not a constitutionally viable basis to impeach a president. Now, of course, everybody knows my opinions and everything that I did for election integrity in November of 2020. But notwithstanding, we cannot, as Americans and as conservatives, advocate for policy or political decisions that are against our highest law of the land, the U.S. Constitution. We have to be constitutionalists. Otherwise, we're conceding our country. So we have to make sure to stand up for the Constitution when we aren't as happy about the outcomes. But we also have to make sure that we are requiring our elected officials to abide by the Constitution when it is something that is so important like this. And in every turn, every single turn, we have to make sure to hold them accountable to stay within the margins of the Constitution. So impeachment at this point is not only a viable legal basis, but I believe it is an obligation and a duty for the House of Representatives, who, of course, the Democrats won't do this, but for the Republicans, when they get the majority in November, to put forward articles of impeachment that are specifically alleging each and every time that Joe Biden has willfully ignored the U.S. Constitution in favor of his own tyrannical power. That is why the impeachment clause exists in the Constitution. That's the only mechanism that we have to remove a sitting president and have a trial in the Senate that will show very clearly to the American people and to the U.S. Senate how flagrantly and intentionally Joe Biden has completely ignored and has broken the rule of law.
Thank you, Micah.
Legacy Precious Metals is the company that I trust to give you good and patient counsel for investing in your retirement. The Biden administration has caused a financial crisis, and they have no clue how to fix it. Oil prices have skyrocketed, and when oil prices go up, not only do your expenses go up, but the cost of transportation and shipping spikes, leading the prices of goods to rise. And we are already seeing record inflation. That's the last thing that we need. Our economy is in trouble, and you need to take steps to protect yourself. If all your money is tied up in stocks, bonds, and traditional markets, you may be vulnerable. So gold is one of the very best ways to protect your retirement. No matter what happens, you own your own gold. It's real, it's physical, and it's always been valuable since the dawn of time. Call Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-528-1903 or visit them online at legacypminvestments.com. That's legacypminvestments.com, where you can download the free investor's guide. You can also go to my Facebook page, Jenna Ellis. I am a public figure on Facebook. So go to Legacy Precious Metals at legacypminvestments.com or call 866-528-1903. So joining me now to discuss this and much more is Rebecca Dow, who is a current member of the New Mexico legislature and is running for governor in New Mexico. So Rebecca, the first question that I have before we get into your campaign and the state of affairs in New Mexico is your concerns as a mother and, of course, as an American about Joe Biden's policies and how he has completely disregarded the U.S. Constitution. And now we are ending up in not only a supply chain crisis, we're ending up in a border crisis, we're ending up in a crisis in Ukraine. But what does this say to the millions of American mothers who can't find baby formula that now this is the state of how the president is exercising his oath of office?
Well, I mean, it is another example that mothers and families and every concerned citizen should be paying attention and seeing that Biden's policies fail. Democrat policies fail. Just 2 years ago, under President Trump, we had $2 gallon gas, we had a secure border, we had a bountiful supplies, the shelves are full of supplies, and families could feed their children. And here we are, just 2 years into this administration, no more world peace, energy dependency, rising costs of goods, inflation, and now, literally, I'm on the trail all throughout New Mexico. I have a grandma who called me and said, my grandson has special needs. He's got a special diet. There's only one formula that he can use. And I'm driving 3 hours away from my home while I'm on the trail, picking up formula for families in my rural community who can't get them on the shelves in our hometown.
Wow. This is just so incredible that only about a year and a half after President Trump, we now see how quickly the state of America and the state of affairs has just so rapidly devolved. And so as you're there on the campaign trail in New Mexico, and certainly I've heard from a lot of candidates across the country who are so concerned about America that they are running for office and they're saying, we are going to stand up and do something. What is the policy there in New Mexico in particular that you're looking to reshape for America First?
Well, our current governor came, she was in Congress first. And so she came back and she has completely lost touch with the everyday New Mexican. In fact, she's just weeks away from getting married in Washington, D.C., not New Mexico. And Kamala Harris is officiating her wedding. She's so disconnected from the everyday New Mexican. Anything that Biden says, she tries to bring those policies to New Mexico, whether it's being the most shut down, most locked down for the longest amount of time, resulting in 40% of our small businesses closing. Third month in a row, we have the highest unemployment rate. Our children have demonstrated the highest learning loss. Whether it is Biden wants 30% of our land to be owned by the government by the year 3030, she passes an executive order for 50 by 30. The voter reform bill that they're trying to force from the federal level, the bill was introduced into our state legislature just in our last 30-day session, 164 pages of voter reforms that were just fraught with opportunities for fraud. She is basically just call her Biden Jr., call her Pelosi Jr., and we've got to stop. Especially as a Western state, as a border state, border security is national security. And as a Western state, it's critically important that we do not delegate duties to the federal government, but we self-govern as much as possible as an individual. It's individual state rights that need to be protected right now.
Absolutely. And so well said. And I think that so many Americans are seeing how the far left Democrat policies, and especially with the Biden administration, are so fundamentally anti-American that more and more people and citizens are rising up and saying, wait a minute, we have to do something about the people who are in office. And we have to select and prefer leaders who understand that securing the border matters and it's critical to America and to making sure that we can get people in government who are actually serving the people instead of serving this ridiculous globalist. And ultimately, I would characterize it as an evil plan, because people who want to tear down our nation's sovereignty and they want to have their own special interests, or they want to have foreign interests over American citizens, that's actually evil. And they're using the offices that they're elected to for evil and ill-begotten means. And so as you're seeing the scope of New Mexico and even more broadly across America, what are you seeing from people who maybe are independents or people who haven't really participated as much in civil society? Are you seeing, like I've been seeing in Pennsylvania, I've been campaigning with Senator Mastriano for governor over the last couple of weeks. And, you know, we've seen across Pennsylvania so many people who are saying, I'm going to vote and this is my first time ever, but I have to be an engaged citizen. Are you seeing that as well in New Mexico?
Absolutely. In fact, our grassroots effort, we've reached all 33 counties. We have volunteers in all 33 counties, and many of them have never been engaged before. They've never put a sign in their yard. They've never contributed time or talent or money to a campaign before, but they're concerned, from CRT to open borders to this federal intrusion on individual state rights to government believing they know better to make decisions for your health than you and your doctor, or for parents to lose the voice of parents. And they think that they have a better decisions to make for our children than parents do. And so they're engaging for the first time ever before. New Mexico, traditionally, at least in our House and Senate, it's 2-1 Democrat to Republican. So we're outnumbered 2-1. We do elect Republicans, I mean, on a statewide level. And I think we're going to see a red sweep here. 34, for the first time in a very long time, Biden's approval rating with minorities is below 47%. New Mexico's a majority minority state. This state is saying that they're going to vote red everywhere we go. So we're targeting primary voters right now, but at our events are Republicans, Democrats, independents, decline the state. And like, how do we help? What can we do? So just this weekend, you know, a Democrat called and said, I need more palm cards. I need more flyers. Like, let's get you on the radio. How do we help? It's time to save our state. They're patriotic. They're American loving veterans. They're pro-life Democrats. And they're disgusted at what the radical left is doing to our state and our nation.
Mm-hmm. And we're seeing that across so many states. I mean, this sounds so much like Virginia, where we saw Governor Youngkin, who thankfully was elected as governor last year. And so are you seeing also that the parental rights movement and the parents who want to be engaged in the curriculum that is being taught to their children in public schools, are they rising up in New Mexico the same way that that they are against CRT? And what's the landscape there in New Mexico?
Well, not just CRT. So this governor had us locked down. Children were in remote learning and for almost 2 years. And even when the schools were open, if there was an incident of COVID exposure in your child's classroom, they were sent home for 10 to 14 days. And so our children have had double the homicide, double the suicide. They've been socially isolated for almost 2 years. They're reporting self-harm, just every bad statistic you could think of. We were 50th in the nation. Now we're 51st because we've added DC. And so parents are very frustrated about their children's learning loss. They were masked almost the entire time. We just ended our mask mandate in mid-February in the state of New Mexico. But there's still so many COVID conditions that are in place. The emergency orders are still in place in our state. And so parents are upset about that. Here comes social studies standards, not by statute. And so just faceless bureaucrats putting social studies standards that are full of critical race theory. So these children are confused and uncertain about their future. And now we've got social studies standards being implemented, right? They're not even trying to hide it or manipulate the fact that they are telling children that based on a race and a sex they don't choose, they are inherently racist, that they are oppressors or oppressed. And it's the last thing our children need.
Yeah, it's just so disgusting how this has pervaded our school systems and how people actually think that this is reasonable to teach to young children and to teach them to be pitted against each other on the basis of race from such an early age. I mean, it's just so disgusting. So in New Mexico, with the powers of governor, what is your plan to actually return New Mexico to conservatism and to protecting not only the rights of parents, but securing the border, all of these things that we've discussed?
Yeah. So right away, as soon as we're sworn into office, we will redeploy the National Guard. The governor of New Mexico removed the National Guard from the border when she was elected. I will redeploy the National Guard. Our law enforcement officers, our Border Patrol agents, they're highly trained and qualified law enforcement officers, and they're spending 60 to 80% of their time on comfort and care of people coming across the border illegally. And so they need to get back to patrolling the border. The National Guard will have to provide relief for that, as well as advocating for, I have the authority to do this as governor, putting in the fiber optic technology and the they need to see incidents in real time so that they can respond accordingly. And they also are asking for the roads to be maintained. I mean, it's simple things like that. And then getting them back to work on the border. We have in New Mexico what's called the criminal element, where they're processing folks who are coming for asylum or refugee seekers. That's happening primarily in El Paso and in Arizona. We have the gotaways, the people coming through in full camo, with heavily armed, backpacks, drugs, human trafficking, cartel. This is what's coming across the New Mexico border, and it must stop. Fentanyl is a crisis of epic proportion in all of our communities across the United States, and New Mexico is where much of it is coming across the border. It's got to stop. We want to bring in all of our federal partners, FBI, ICE, anti-terrorism, celebrate HIDA, celebrate Market Stone Garden, bring in those folks who can help us secure our border, and I will welcome them in and thank them for their effort. They're heroes. As far as critical race theory, this has been done without statutory authority. It's been done through rules and regs, and I will ban it. As governor, I will ban critical race theory. Accurate history? Absolutely. The American dream? Absolutely. The fact that we have fought a civil rights battle, and right here in New Mexico, two civil rights battles were fought. We have two monuments. One was a soldier's monument in Santa Fe. It's already been torn down for people who want to rewrite history. We stood, even when New Mexico was a territory, against the Confederacy, against slavery, and we won, and we had a monument celebrating that, and it was torn down because of language that probably needed to be updated. But the monument should not have been torn down. And so we're fighting a culture war here. And we need to celebrate the fact that New Mexico said no to the Confederacy. We said no to slavery. And we are a state of cultural diversity, brotherly love among united cultures. so much history in our state. One of the first states that embraced interracial marriage and was encouraged by religious leaders. And so to now create division among our culture and among our people is absolutely the wrong direction. Mm-hmm. You know, I want to celebrate the civil rights. I want to celebrate integration. The fact that anybody, all of our children, regardless of their circumstances, can achieve the American dream if they're willing to work hard enough. That's what we want, hope and healing for our children coming out of a tyrannous lockdown from this governor for 2 years.
Yeah. And this all sounds just so completely American. I mean, this is these are the principles that were embedded into our founding because our founders recognized that the right to pursue happiness and the right of every American to pursue the American dream is protected by the government, and that the government needs to protect and preserve the rights of all Americans first and foremost. And that's the only legitimate role of government. And so I love hearing from people across the country about what is so special and unique about your particular state, because that really matters. And state sovereignty matters as much as American sovereignty matters. And that's why, you know, Article 1, Section 10 of the U.S. Constitution gives governors and the states the ability to secure your own borders. And when you're talking about, you know, the human trafficking, the drug trafficking, and all of these things that are coming into New Mexico and other border states, it's just so despicable that the federal government is not partnering with these states to secure the border. And so to be able to do that as governor is incredibly important. And this is why, for everyone listening, whether you're in New Mexico or you're in another border state or you're anywhere in the United States, you have to make sure that we are championing and we are supporting the people who are running for office who want to make sure to secure America. Because America First is not just a campaign slogan. It's not just a policy. It's not just a rhetoric. It is making sure that we keep American sovereignty and the American rule of law first. And that's what it means to be an American.
And we, as Americans, you know, I think about when you're in a plane and they say, first put the oxygen on your face and then help those around you. I think about that. America is the number one exporter of relief, of aid, of democracy around the world. And as goes America, goes the world. America First means that we will protect and preserve other democracies, other national sovereignties, that we can send aid and we can continue to be the lead of freedom and liberty and democracy around the world. And so it is a war. It's a war on our 245-year republic. It's a war on national sovereignty, not just ours, but other nations' national sovereignty. And it's a war that's worth fighting for. It starts one conservative governor at a time. And I am ready to do the fight for my state, which is, it's a beautiful ag-producing, energy-rich state. We should be one of the richest states in the nation. But because of bad government, we are one of the poorest. And it's time for New Mexico to thrive, but it's time for New Mexico for America to stand up and say, Americans first. First, we keep our promises to our senior citizens who's paid in Social Security all their lives. They have co-pays and deductibles, and they have to have premiums and supplemental insurance to take care of their health when people coming across the border are getting things for free. We have to say, yes, we'll keep our promise to our veterans who fought for our freedoms and for our liberties, who are struggling. And right now, the federal government is closing down rural veterans clinics in our state, even as they're redeploying those doctors to the border.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Well, Rebecca Dow, thank you so much for joining me. And how can people join your movement in New Mexico, support you in your candidacy for governor?
Yeah, so look us up, RebeccaForNM.com. We're on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Rebecca Dow. We are 21 days away from the primary election in New Mexico. It's anyone's race. Right now, folks are undecided. Early voting just started. Anybody who wants to send a contribution, we've had contributions from all 50 states. And thank you. Thank you to the Patriots all across America. Keep giving. If you have friends in New Mexico, spread the word. And we're just, you know, we're moving forward.
Yeah. And that's what I always encourage everyone listening to this show to do. If you get involved in your state, but if you are not in New Mexico, you can always encourage everyone to give and to donate, and you can support candidates across all 50 states, because all 50 states matter to the sovereignty of the United States of America. So Rebecca Dow, thank you so much. I really appreciate your time today.
Thank you.
My good friend Mike Lindell, as you know, is a sponsor of The Jenna Ellis Show, and his latest offer is for the MyPillow towels. Towels just don't seem to dry you anymore. They feel soft and lotiony in the stores, but you get them home and they just don't absorb very well. Mike Lindell at MyPillow found that around 2006, towels actually changed forever. They started importing them and adding softeners and other things to the cotton that made them feel good, but they just didn't work. So he found the best towel company right here in the USA. They have proprietary technology to create towels that feel soft, but actually work. We all love stuff that works. And they are all made in the USA with cotton, and they come with the MyPillow 60-day money-back guarantee. So right now, for a six-piece set, which is two bath, two hand towels, and two washcloths, regularly $109.99, now only $39.99. I have several packages of these. I love them. They come in a variety of colors. So definitely go and get that today. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener specials, get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the towels, but you have to enter the promo code Jenna. That's J-E-N-N-A. Or you can call 1-800-564-8475 for the great radio specials. Mention your promo code Jenna and go to MyPillow.com. And of course, we all want to support Mike Lindell because he's such a great American as well.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.